Success in life could be defined as the continued expansion of happiness and the progressive realization of worthy goals. Success is the ability to fulfill your desires with effortless ease. And yet success, including the creation of wealth, has always been considered to be a process that requires hard work, and it is often considered to be at the expense of others. We need a more spiritual approach to success and to affluence, which is the abundant flow of all good things to you. There are many paths to success. Material wealth is only one component. Moreover, success is a journey, not a destination. Material abundance, in all its expressions, happens to be one of those things that makes the journey more enjoyable. But success includes good health. It includes energy and enthusiasm for life, fulfilling relationships, creative freedom, emotional and psychological stability, a sense of well-being and peace of mind. But even with the experience of all these things, we will remain unfulfilled unless we nurture the seeds of divinity inside us. In reality, we are divinity in disguise, and the gods and goddesses in embryo that are contained within us seek to be fully materialized. True success is therefore the experience of the miraculous. It is the unfolding of the divinity within us. And when we begin to experience our life as a miracle, not occasionally, but all the time, then we will know the true meaning of success. Before we define the seven laws, we have to understand the concept of what law is. Law is the process by which the unmanifest becomes the manifest. It's the process by which the observer becomes the observed. It's the process by which the seer becomes the scenery. It's the process through which the dreamer manifests the dream. All of creation, everything that exists in the physical world, is the result of the unmanifest transforming itself into the manifest. Everything that we behold comes from the unknown, our physical body, the physical universe. Anything and everything that we can perceive through our senses is the expression of the unmanifest becoming manifest. The physical universe is nothing other than the self curving back within itself to experience itself as spirit, mind, and physical matter. In other words, all processes of creation are processes through which the self or divinity expresses itself. Consciousness in motion expresses itself as the objects of the universe in the eternal dance of life. The source of all creation is divinity or the spirit. The process of creation is divinity in motion or the mind. And the object of creation is the physical universe, which includes the physical body. And these three components of reality, spirit, mind, and body, or observer, the process of observing and the observed, are essentially the same thing. They all come from the same place, the field of pure potentiality, which is purely unmanifest. The physical laws of the universe are actually this whole process of divinity in motion, or consciousness in motion. When we understand these laws and apply them in our lives, anything we want can be created, because the same laws that nature uses to create a forest or a galaxy or a human body can also bring about the fulfillment of all our other desires. Now let's go over the seven spiritual laws of success and see how we can apply them in our lives.